3. The Birth of a Demon. It was on a night in November that my labors were finally completed. The lifeless thing lay at my feet. The rain pattered against the windows, and my candle was nearly burned out when, in the weak light, I saw the dull yellow eye of the creature open. It breathed hard and moved its limbs slightly. I do not know how to describe my emotions at that time. His limbs were good in proportion. I had selected his features to be beautiful. However, his yellow skin scarcely covered the muscles and arteries underneath. His hair was shining black. His teeth were pearly white. But their beauty only formed a more horrible contrast with his watery eyes, which seemed almost of the same color as the dusty white sockets in which they were set, his wrinkled skin and straight black lips. I had worked hard for nearly 2 years for the only purpose of filling a lifeless body with life. For this, I had given up every rest and lost my health. I had wanted the work to be excellent, but now that I had finished, the beauty of the dream vanished, and I was breathless with horror and disgust. I could not bear what I had created, and I rushed out of the room into my bedroom. I threw myself on the bed and tried to forget what I had done, but it was in vain.